Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
We now rejoin today's message already in progress.
Amen. So tell me a little bit more about the I Am code that you get people to you know, focus on, I guess you could say, their own code on this.
So it surprises me often when I'll ask somebody to say an I Am statement. Men, it's funny because men will always package the I Am statement in an experience. I am a runner because when I was in the military, blah, 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 like right. Your statement. They package it in an experiment or experience. Women often package the I Am in connection to others. I'm a mother. Mm-hmm. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a teacher. Like the roles that they play each day. Okay. And what I ask them to do is really remove both sides, an experience and a relationship, and tell me who you are.
Okay.
And so that idea of saying I am can be often met with a very long pause.
Yeah.
In a coaching session.
I can imagine.
Because as you begin to disconnect from experience and as you begin to disconnect from relationships, then you're only faced, as Michael Jackson says, the man in the mirror. Mm. And if you stood in front of the mirror every morning and said, I am, It really is, in that same moment, you speaking about the I Am that dwells within you.
Yeah.
And also the I Am that you see. And the closer you can bring the I Am, and when I say the I Am, the God voice, the authentic voice, the spiritual voice that lives within all of us,
yeah,
and the God outside of us, and who you perceive you are in alignment, then you're walking within purpose. So one of the things I did with my a group in February, because it was short and it's the month of love and we learned to love ourselves during that month, we did I Am statements. Okay. And we just did little index sticky note card things. And every day you were responsible for putting an I Am statement on a sticky note and then posting it somewhere where you could see it.
Okay.
So that those words like began... That. Yeah, so those words began to recover the walls, as we talked about. And then I have mine in a stack on my desk, but they're words like, I am kind, I am loving, I am flexible, I am determined, I'm forever. And as I read through those are like attributes that I want, but those are attributes that I can see within my faith and within my God, too.
Amen. And how do you impact others with these statements, as far as you're teaching people, okay, this is you. How do you get that transformed from this is you helping others now?
So when I talked about alignment, in the sense that if you would tell me, well, I can't run right now, I have a bad back, blah, 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 mm-hmm, you know, whatever, I would say, okay, but you told me you're an overcomer. You told me you were determined. You told me you were resilient. These are things that you said, I am. Mm-hmm. Now, are you going to bring those into you, or are they going to remain outside of you?
Mm. Amen.
And how can we bring those qualities into you as it relates to this moment in time? Whether it's regarding running, fitness, family, finances, your business, you told me you're determined. Now, is that a truth? Okay, then let's bring that truth back inside and learn how to implement that into our life in this moment, the footsteps along the marathon.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, as you help people, I know there comes a time when suddenly, you know, the light comes on. You see it in their eyes and you know, their faith is transformed from someday to, hey, I got this. Explain what happens when you see that happening in their eyes.
Wow. If I can hold it together long enough in the coaching session, then after they leave, I break down in tears for being a vehicle for it. Uh-huh. And I do a lot of my coaching because I'm currently living in Uruguay. I decided to just disconnect, take my kids, reform life for a while, see what it would be like. So a lot of my coaching is now done virtually, which has brought a new level because it's sort of like the old days of radio. When you would sit and listen to a story on the radio, you would have to really listen in and tune into what was being said. So in coaching, when I hear somebody go through that moment where I'll see them like coming up the hill, and then they'll say something and I'm like, oh, you're getting a glimpse of the view, aren't you? You've got the view coming in, don't you? And then all of a sudden, you know, like coming up over that hill as we're driving down a highway or something, and you see this view in front of you and you go, oh my God.
There it is.
When they come into that and they get that awareness and they say that, oh my God, it's as if they're finally welcoming him in.
Yeah.
Without all of the other junk that somehow got attached to him in the past.
Wow. That's awesome, because I love seeing that when I'm trying to teach somebody something and all of a sudden you just see it. I mean, you can see it in their expression and everything that, oh, got it. I understand what you're talking about now. So now you offer coaching programs. We've been talking about that. Tell us a little bit about what you offer and how people can sign up.
Well, I do a bunch of – so interesting. I'm going to sort of – talk about coaching as a whole and then talk about me separately, because I know you have a large audience and they probably heard the term or been exposed to it. When I began coaching more consistently, so after I left the IT industry, not being content to sit at home, I started training realtors on business. And then next thing I know, I was a realtor and selling a couple hundred houses a year. And I was like, how did I end up back here? You know, I thought I was retired. And I'm much too young for it. But I was asked by a company to begin coaching in the productivity style. Like, you need to sell, 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 close, 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 right. Number, number, number. And because I had been successful at that, it was a natural thing for me to do. Great success. Many of my clients still use me in that capacity, like help drive me to this. Help me get through this fear of building my business. And sometimes it's a skill set. And so I often say I'll coach for a skill set or for a skill, you know, to reinforce it. I'm the rebarb and the concrete and that skill that they need. And other times I'll say it's for a season, that they are becoming aware of a shift or a need or an awakening that they're like, man, I know where I'm at is not what I want, and I know where I want to go, but I'm stuck on the in-between part. And that's where my coaching as the season kind of thing comes alongside. And we will begin to understand that and explore it and empower it and direct it and then see where it goes. So when I meet with a coaching client for the first time, and I'll often meet with them just sort of as I call it an exploratory or a discovery call, is I want to spend about 30 to 45 minutes just in the moment, just really listening in. And I sometimes say I'm very intuitive, or I'm an intuitive coach, that I begin to hear things. And as we talk, there's that moment we talked about where I'll hear somebody go, oh, I've never thought of it that way. I'm like, okay, that tells me you and I can connect as coaching client, because I could hear you, I could interpret you, I could translate you, and I could feed it back in a way that you were ready to hear it.
Amen.
And I've had other coaching clients during that process that I just was like, we're not connected. I'm sorry. I wish you and bless you, but I'm not the person for you. That, you know, though you may have been brought towards me, I need to direct you a different way. And so coaching for me it's a privilege. It's, you know, yes, I do as a business, but I understand the sacred place that I'm walking into as a coach with my clients. and the impact that I'm going to have after our 1 hour weekly call hopefully will echo bigger. So I tread cautiously into that space and very respectfully.
So what kind of coaching programs do you offer?
Currently, I just do 1 hour weekly coaching calls, one-on-one coaching programs. I have and I do work with corporations and I do work with clients and teams. Mm-hmm. And those are very specific. Okay. In the beginning, we're all taught as coaching company employees or whatever you want to, you know, when you come into the business model, here's what you have. It's sort of like the McDonald's menu.
Right.
Pick a one, pick a two, pick a three, and upsize it if you want. Over time, what I realized is if I come in with an intention of what I'm going to put you into, then I'm not listening to what you need.
Amen. Okay.
And so I would rather listen to what you need and then offer sort of the Chinese buffet that you can say, this, this, and this look good. This is where I want to start. Because that's the first piece of buy-in to the change.
Okay. Amen. How can they contact you if they want to get more information on this?
Well, website is always easiest. So it's Eric G. Reed, R-E-I-D. com, and there's connection links through there. And then also Facebook, I do Monday through Friday sort of success living, little 10, 15 minute mindset reset kind of thing at 8 a.m. Eastern. So if they just look up Eric G. Reed on Facebook, I think I'm the only one, they should be able to tag me as well.
Amen.
But those are the easy ways. I try and make my life barrier free now.
Amen. So these are like Facebook Live events?
Yeah. So what I started doing, and again, it was sort of a personal challenge. I said, I can't. See, there's that I am. Yeah. I am not good on camera was what was going through my head. I thought, well, you know, God, you can get away with that one because I don't think I've ever seen you on camera yet. But I had to change my thinking to I don't feel comfortable on camera. Okay, how can we transpose that feeling of comfort through experience? How do we gain experience by doing it? How do we become more comfortable? More experiences. So I set up a 100-day challenge where I said, I'm going to show up every morning at 8 a.m., Monday through Friday, and do something. I don't know what the something is yet, but I'll be doing it. And I have to do it for 100 or I don't count. 100 consistently. So if I got to like number 55 and I skipped a day, I was back to zero.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Running the marathon thing.
That's powerful because, you know, I've got a couple of training programs that I'm putting together for podcasters and radio broadcasters. And my goal was to do one video, short video, maybe a four-minute, you know, piece every morning to put together in this whole program on a different, you know, like this. These are the microphones I use. You might want different microphones. That's fine. You know, go over the different styles of microphones. But, you know, then I might do it 3 days in a row and then skip 3 or 4 days and then make another one and then go a week and make another. So every time you stop, you got to skip a day. You reset to 100, huh?
Yeah, and I'm on day, like Friday will be number 100 of this series.
Is that right?
And you going through... Unless I die, I'm showing up. I'm 5 short. You know, I could if I'm filming it from the hospital bed, I'm finishing because I said I was. But what was interesting,
Lord in help me if the power goes out.
I'll go down to the Walmart and plug it. I will not defeat.
But amen.
It goes back to what I coach and teach is that consistency and that experience and now the commitment, now the determination, and now the all of that muscle, so to speak, was built not on number one,
right,
but the footsteps in the race that now I'm at, like, you know, I can see, like, back in the marathon days when you ran them, you're like, okay, I can see the banner above the finish line. I am not dying here.
Yeah.
I'll die on the other side of it.
Yeah,
but it's
like the guys that you see, you know, crawling to the finish line. You know,
I will be dragged over if I run a marathon. I will be dragged over by the neighbor's dog if that's what it takes to finish. That is my commitment. You know, I will not go down.
Glory.
But also, I have because of having to provide content every morning. is what I teach. And I coach a lot of businesses now in social media and getting it right. Mm-hmm. But I have to develop content. Some mornings, my practice is I get up about 5:30, and I use that first half hour to walk and just talk, walk and talk. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I know nobody's bothering you.
Are you chewing gum?
No, that wouldn't put it too hard. But I use that time to just sort of talk, prayer, and then I have a quiet, silent meditation period after. But sometimes during that walk and talk, it'll be like, you know what I should talk about today? And this whole lesson will just unfold. Amen. And other times it may be, I do a lot of writing and journaling. And as I'm thinking and processing something, like that I am statement, when it first came to me, I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, this is big. Yeah. This is like bigger than what I, than just, and I'll spend a couple days in that thought.
Yeah.
And trying to pull the meat off the bone, so to speak. And then I'll bring that. So over the last 100 days, the content and the commitment, I've noticed people coming back and saying, were you doing that one just for me? Because that felt personal.
Wow. Amen.
Side by side, I'm doing a 100-day continuous blog too. So they'll both end at the same time. And same in the writing. So as somebody like you that's in ministry and we're always kind of looking for that message, that content, I think we receive it when we are consistently showing up at the sort of ticker tape. Like in the old days where the news came off the old tape.
Yep.
You know, if you're not showing up there every morning and reading the fresh copy,
you're not in the groove. Yeah.
And, you know, though you can be reading something, you know, if you're reading the Bible every morning and you're doing your Bible study, that has an intention, that has a focus, that has a purpose. And so if you're baking a cake and you put it in the oven, it's not going to come out a pizza.
Right.
And so if you're looking for content or messaging or ministry words, you have to get away from all of that intention.
Yeah.
And just like, so when I'm walking, I'll just, you know, talk about what I want for people. I'll talk about, you know, when I say talk about, you know, he and I are just wandering down the streets here in Uruguay. And then I'll come back and I'll sit and sort of like, okay, I put in the pizza order, just waiting to hear what you got to say about it, in total silence for 30 minutes. It's amazing it shouldn't be amazing, but it still is, how often it shows up so easily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand everything you're talking about there. Like, I also get up, I get 5:15 every morning, and I grab my cup of coffee.
Is that a challenge?
It's just the... because before my kids are grown and gone, but before my wife gets up, before the TV comes on and the daily grind starts, I want those moments alone as well, you know. And I have what I call, it's on YouTube, it's called FTF Video Minute, and it's Freedom Through Faith is FTF, Freedom Through Faith Video Minute. And it's just a 2 or 3 minute, you know, I have, like, I'll just have a scripture and I'll take the, it might be, you know, 2 pages on the chapter that I'm reading, but one verse, one paragraph is what I'll read on the video minute. And then I'll just talk about that and what it means to me and share that 3-4 minutes, and that's it. And I just put the video on YouTube, but that's a daily thing that I've been doing now. I started it mid June. So went rest of June, all of July, now we're into August. So I'm not at day 100 yet, but I'm at day, what?
You're pretty close.
50?
So sort of as a coach, I would ask, what is the first 30 minutes of your day?
Just silent meditation, reading the Bible, the chapter that I'm reading this day, and thinking about what I'm going to talk about on the video.
So here is my question, sort of, and like I said, I sort of slipped into coaching mode. It's really hard to keep me out of it sometimes. What would happen if the first 30 minutes of every day was absolute silence?
I wonder if I fall asleep.
Well, you can be walking.
Oh, okay. All right.
Or, you know, sitting in a chair.
The sitting in the chair part would probably be, they'd be waking me up an hour later. I'd have to be moving so I can understand the walking part.
So what happened was initially I used to get up 5:30 and I'd put on my headphones and I'd listen to an inspirational teacher or thought or book. Yeah. And I would use that 30 minutes to walk.
Okay.
And then I thought the first 30 minutes of my life, because every day I sort of call it my life for the day,
yeah,
is being influenced by other people's yeah, opinions, yeah, thoughts, ideas, that the person that I want most to influence me is being somewhat, when I say shut out, mm-hmm, is sort of having to fight for space.
Right. Yeah.
What if the only person in the first 30 minutes every day was self, myself, mm-hmm, and my God?
Yeah. Amen.
And that's what I mean by my 30 minutes of walking. I don't take technology with me. Mm-hmm. I don't run because that implies that that's my
focus. Then you got to focus on where you're putting your feet and all the other stuff.
Yeah. I just simply walk. And sometimes in the walk, I'll just walk. Sometimes in the walk, I will. One of my things that I like to do is see somebody in my life and say, I see you as, or I see you becoming. And I speak things that I know the person has wanted or desired or should be growing into. With my children, I see you as becoming a person of faith. I see the opportunities for you to grow in your faith and in your relationship are growing daily. And so I sort of speak into what I want the co-creator piece of right, me and God. And you have to be very careful that you don't, like, I see you cleaning your bedroom. And during that 30 minutes, all of a sudden, sometimes I'll hear, I see myself becoming. And that's when I'm like, oh, okay, I'm digging into my better self, my best self, my authentic self, my higher self, and I'm letting it bloom before anybody else can influence it. So it's something I try and encourage other people to do in their practice of, is if not 30, 10, 15 minutes of
just the first part.
That no one, whether it's written or audio, will influence this time.
Yeah.
That I've created this sacred space, be still and know. I've created this space, sacred space for me to receive a message. You know, I joke that Moses had to be dragged out into the middle of a desert and like thrown up on top of a mountain before God even lit the bush.
Yeah.
You know, why? Because he was so busy being distracted by everything else. And he didn't even have iTunes.
That's right. That's right. He had nothing. He didn't even have a TV.
and think of the effort. Think of the measures God went to get his attention. Like, okay, I'm going to like strand you on top of this hilltop. Then I'm going to put a burning bush in your path. And then I'm going to have to make the burning bush start to talk to you. And you're still not going to listen.
Yeah. And all that's going on. And he says, I ain't going. Forget it. Find somebody else.
It's kind of John Maxwell has a great book, Walking with Giants and Running with Giants, where he sort of has conversations like that with great people in biblical history.
Hey, man, you got to love it. Well, Eric, I do appreciate you coming out. Give your website address again for us.
It's simply my name. So it's Eric, E-R-I-C, the letter G, last name Reed, R-E-I-D. And so .com. So you pop that into Google and it'll probably pull up either my LinkedIn, my Facebook, my blog, my website. Okay. If it pulls up my high school yearbook picture, tell me, because that has to come down.
Amen. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to meet with us today. And I mean, you gave us some inspirational things to think about. I'm telling you, I mean, you gave me, so you changed my morning routine already. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you.
So I appreciate you. And, you know, I pray that your business continues to grow and succeed in every way imaginable, and that, you know, you are also blessed in all that you set your hand to. And I hope to have you back on again to see how things are going down there in Uruguay. And just stay in touch. That's the thing I want to say. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. And I just want to thank Eric again for coming on. And for Eric, Reed, and myself, I want you to remember that you need to be blessed in all that you do.